Now, young bachelors, all draw near, and you a pleasant discourse shall hear of four young damsels all meeting and greeting each other together in fair Wiltshire. All complain at a sorrowful rate because they could not enjoy a mate, whilst they made their sad pitiful moan, they thought they were private and all alone. One said, I must depart a space, for here I am in a woeful case. I find I'm ready to scatter my water, therefore I must find a convenient place where no young man may see what I do, and then I'll straightways return to you. But unto this they would no ways agree, they'd all go together for company. Hand in hand then away they go, like loving sisters all in a row. Two young men hearing their tattle and prattle, resolve some more of this gig to know. Therefore, watching them whither they went, these two young men by joint consent, both resolved in ambush to lie, where both words and actions they might descry. My sweet sister, says one, I find night and day such a pain in my mind, because I am not the blessing possessing which I might enjoy if young men were kind. Now I tremble while here I reveal the inward torment which now I feel, but yet in vain I do utter my grief, since no one will yield me the least relief. Once I heard of a woman old, whose face was wrinkled and blood near cold, but yet I tell ye she crying, replying, the sorrow I suffer cannot be told. You may easily guess at the cause, and need not stand very long to pause. Now if old women such passion express, I hope a young damsel can do no less. Said the second young sweet-faced John, you know he is a young lusty man. I dearly love him, provoke him, and stroke him, yet he will not kiss me, do what I can. I have fed him with custards and cream, and all things that can pleasant seem. Nay, call him my honey, my love and dear, and yet I protest I am ne'er the near. Said the third, I am pure coal black, and that you know has a dainty smock. Besides, I know I am witty and pretty, then why should not I have those joys I lack? Being youthful and just in my prime, and loath to lose my teeming time, yet brisk young gallants no kindness will show. What reason have I to be served so? Then the fourth did begin to prate, and that was bony, brisk, bouncing Kate, who did with fury behold him and told him that she was stark mad for a man like mate. Though I'm shorter than others may be, yet wherefore should this hinder me? Behold, I am of a delicate brown, no color is better in all the town. Nay, the worst of us all might serve, for surely bachelors don't deserve to have our favor who spite us and flight us and suffer poor damsels to pine and starve. But we'll tattle no longer of this, so every sister sat down to piss. But yet, before they had perfectly done, the young men they left and the wenches run.